Are you happy with the choice as someone who is closely involved with Cape and New England fisheries?
I am. I've had the opportunity to work with Chris for almost 20 years. He was the executive director of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. So he's coming straight out of fisheries management for almost two decades. So very pleased that, unlike some past fisheries leaders, we have someone directly out of federal fisheries.
And now I've read other reports, too, that he has widespread support from other fishing organizations and companies and advocates and even the White House. What makes him so appealing to so many folks?
I think it's his practical approach to problem solving. I don't view him as an ideologue at all. I view him as somebody who wants to work within the law and use the best science available, progressive in his approach to solving problems. And if you look at the track record of the North Pacific fisheries, they speak for themselves. They're robust, and they've been dealing with some climate change issues up there that we are dealing with here in New England.
Does a choice like this with the nod from the White House indicate the administration supports fisheries?
I think so. The Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, has mentioned fisheries two or three times when he's made public statements. That's something I don't remember in recent history coming from the Secretary of Commerce. It's still early here, but all indications are that there's support coming out of the White House.
And what for Oliver do you think are some challenges ahead? Of course, fisheries is a very complicated industry. It does differ across, the West Coast to the East Coast. And then, of course, as you mentioned, within even just along the coasts.
I think I would put it into probably two buckets. The first being the consistent or constant squabbles over who gets to catch what fish. But before you even get to that, what is the science that underpins the decision to set the quotas annually? I think some modernization of data management would be very helpful for public policy makers and managers.
And you were just reappointed to your fifth term, kind of narrowing down here to our region in the Northeast Fisheries Management Council. What are your near-term goals for that council? You've been, of course, very heavily involved.
Well, we're working pretty hard and have been for a while on improving the monitoring program on some of our fisheries. We've been piloting some electronic monitoring technology along with fishermen from Rhode Island and Maine. I'd like to see the use of that or the approval of that technology to replace human at sea observers. I think that's going to really give the fishing industry an opportunity to become major players and participating or contributing to the stock assessments and the science. The oceans are changing rapidly. There's still as much fish as there's always been, but it's different species and different locations and times. And what the fishermen are interacting with and suddenly become data once it's verified. I've seen it with the scallop industry. I've seen it with other industries in other regions. Another thing I'm really interested in is not necessarily managing a single stock of fish, but managing the ecosystem that the fish live in.
Well, John Pappalardo, thanks so much for giving us a call and talking about Chris Oliver, your new reappointment, and other fishing-related news.
Thank you very much, Catherine. Have a nice day.